every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Local lives here at CFRC 101.9 FM. Local voices power our radio station every single day, and you too can power up our programming by making song requests via CFRC.ca and clicking the request button or messaging us via Instagram at CFRC Music. Tell us your song requests and favorite shows you want to hear them on. We'll also play song requests on our pop-up CFRC on-demand programs while shouting you out and reading off any dedications on your behalf. Click the request button today on CFRC.ca.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away, the show that features songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hi, thanks for tuning in. My name's Robert Campbell. I've been trying to get to these hard drives for a long time now. I've recorded lots of shows that I haven't put on the airwaves. I finally did it. This is recorded live at the Pink Piano in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. We have Mr. Stephen McClintock from Texas and Kristen Martell from Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia. So here we go. We're going to kick it off with Kristen Martell.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. I've been hearing about this Pink Piano Cafe, and I didn't really know what to expect, but this is a great little vibe here, and what a great crowd. Thank you for coming out. So, yeah, I'm going to share a few songs here tonight. I this time of year, this song always kind of surfaces for me. I love the fall. I love autumn. It's like my favorite time of year. I mean, I love summer too. But there's something about, you know, the turning of the air. It's cooling. The leaves are starting to turn. The nights are crisp. And it's just, I get really nostalgic and just want to, you know, cozy up and take it a little slow and kind of go within. And, you know, I think this song is really inspired by the change of the season. And it's kind of a reminder that that we can also live like the seasons and reinvent ourselves and kind of take that time to pause and reflect and become anew again. This is called Watch Me Fall.
Watch me fall. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
My name is Stephen McClintock, and I'm the away side of things, I think.
Definitely away.
I'm away side, yeah. I'm trying to get here. It's just been very difficult to get to this beautiful country, and I've got almost 2 months here now, which is fantastic. I get to stay and hang out and see the leaves start to fall and change colors, and I have a little place down in Sherbrooke Village area, and I absolutely love it, and I'll get into more of the story of that as I go, but I thought I'd start this song with, it wasn't even on my list to do tonight, and then I turned the page and went, I think I'd like to do that song, so I wrote this with a buddy of mine named Carl Heston. He's since passed, but I could cross the desert on my knees, stand against the strongest breeze, as long as you love me. I could take the road less traveled on and repave it stone by stone, as long as you love me. So let the wolves surround my door, I won't hear them anymore, as long as you love me. And if my world should fall apart tonight, I could build it back in time, as long as you love me. As long as you love me forever, I'll never need anything more. You and me together can weather the stares of any storm. That's how life will always be, a melody with harmony, as long as you love me. I wouldn't even question why, as long as you love me. And when my years have almost trickled down, I could face time running out, as long as you love me. As long as you love me forever, I'll never need anything more. You and me together can weather the test of any storm. That's how life will always be, a melody with a harmony, as long as you love me.
That's lovely, man. Right on. I think maybe we should do that song, Kalen. We should learn that song and do it as a duet.
Oh, I'd love that idea.
Okay. I think it's a date. We'll do that. Okay. Yeah.
You didn't tape it just then? I mean, what?
We did. Yeah, we got it.
Let's see here. I got a list. I got to just pick and choose. I don't have a whole book like Steve over here, but I've got a few to choose from. So yeah, I'm from Mahone Bay. I've been in Mahone Bay now I guess it's 14 years. It's such a quaint little community. I love it there. And we live in an old homestead on the edge of town. You would never know we're in town, but we are, which is, you know, away, we're away from the hustle and bustle of Mahone Bay's summer life, if you can call it that. But it does, it gets pretty crazy summer in Mahone Bay.
Everybody goes to see the three churches.
Yes, the three churches, and there's only one, you know, one road through town. The traffic can be, get pretty bad. So, yeah, as locals, I try to avoid Main Street. But, yeah, we're up on the hill and can hear the church bells and can smell the ocean, but just a little ways away. Anyway, the home that we live on is about 200 years old, and there's lots of history there. And it's strange. I don't know. If you live in an old home, you know, like you kind of feel connected to the people that lived there before you. There were 8 generations of a family that lived there, and you know, lots of people were born in that home and subsequently died in that home, and there's just lots of stories. If only the walls could talk. I'm very humbled when I kind of look around and think of the people that were there before me, and it ultimately makes me think about what I will leave behind. And so one sunny afternoon on my back deck, this song came to me. It's called Here No More. Forgotten in the wind, forgotten in the storm. you.
Very hunky.
All right, so at this stage of my life, I decided to quit my music job in L.A. and hit the road. I've been on a 5.5-month tour playing music. And it's crazy. It's like, what was I thinking kind of thing. You know. I give up the job that makes me money, and then I go play music. Well, I wanted to do that. I wanted to get out there and see my friends again and spend some time, a couple of days with Dave Muse on the island this week. And I just really wanted to kind of reconnect with myself, you know, and the songs and stuff. And so on the start of this tour, I went to Nashville to do some writing and a couple shows. And this is one I wrote, and the idea was to prepare what I wanted to do, some new songs, not just the old songs that I've always done, some new songs that for the tour itself. So this is one of them, and I'm going to hopefully not stumble on the words too much. So.
Daddy shook his head on the day that I turned 18. He tossed me the keys and said, son, go chase your dreams. Mama held her breath on the day that I left, thinking her son was gone with the wind. But I left the porch light to chase down the spotlight. Lord, what was I thinking back then? Here I am, playing my songs for you. Here I am, showing the world what I can do. From long nights to cheap lights, bad songs to bad wine, they've always through. Here I am, playing my songs for you. I stood at the crossroads more than once in my life. Stuck like a scarecrow in the cornfield with no hope in sight. A girl happened by, and she gave me a ride, and we shared a tonic and gin. Her dream sounded nice, but I still said goodbye, and I never went back there again. Here I am, playing my songs for you. Here I am, showing the world what I can do. From long nights to cheap wines, sad songs to bad rhymes, they've always pulled me through. Here I am, playing my songs for you.
Thank you.
Right on.
Very much.
You're listening to Stephen McClintock and Kristen Martell, recorded live at the Pink Piano in Lower Sackville. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Please check out our podcast, as we will have extra content on the show after the hour of radio. Go to sfhaa.ca and check it out. Thanks. Back to the show.
So you just wrote that one, eh?
June 2024. Right here it says all right. At the top of the page, right there. Otherwise, I would never remember it.
That's right.
I think I wrote that this year. Was it this year?
Yeah, yeah. good. So, Stephen, you do a lot of co-writing, right?
I do a lot of co-writing. Yeah. This, in fact, that song has two other writers on it. And I say it to other writers, one of the guys is more of a track guy, so that means he has the studio set up, and so we get in if we want to get something down. It's Nashville. You're doing country-ish songs, you know, mm-hmm. country-ish vibes usually, typically. And the other guy though is a lyric writer I've always wanted to work with, and together we did some nice things I thought that week, and so the fun part of Nashville is the co-writing, and I love it. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't sit on my little island with no internet and write my own thing. I do, but not today, you know. So I love the co-write, and Dave and I started a great little song. I may actually read that to you later on, because I really like where it's going.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. How about you, Kristen? Do you do much co-writing?
Not as much as you guys, I don't think. I should do more of it.
Yeah.
I do have a handful of co-writes. I've got a couple I'll share tonight. So far, I haven't shared any co-writes. Yeah. But I will. I haven't taken part. I did take part in songwriting camp up in Cape Breton once, which was really, it is really interesting co-writing, because you do come up with something better, I think, than if you were alone, because it's just so many different ideas get to crop up. And it gets you out of your own way, I find. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we all have our own tendencies, but when you co-write, you kind of, you come up with something brand new.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you end up falling into somebody else's habits.
Yeah. Or it becomes something else completely, right?
Yeah. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll grab a beer or something.
Yeah. Well, you've got me thinking I should share a co-write. Daryl, do you think I co-wrote this one with Daryl, and I Daryl Cameron, who's also known as Blue Acres, and we have never really sung this one together. But I don't know if you feel, are you feeling up for it? Do you think he could grab a mic or
grab
something?
Mic,
would that
buddy.
Be okay?
Come on in.
So Daryl's an awesome songwriter, and and a gorgeous singer, and if you don't know any of his stuff, check out Blue Acres, and does some production on the side too. So I guess we wrote this one last year, right? We kind of just got together. We both had a few ideas, and what I love about this one is I do find it's a really good blend of Daryl and I. I hear parts of you and then parts of me, and friends that know both of our styles are like, oh, that's cool, because it's definitely a good blend. Anyway, I don't know if you want to say anything about this song, Moonlight.
No, I just thought it's an honor to have you play it, to have written it with you and to have you play it.
And we're going to release it at some point if I can get my act around together.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is called Moonlight.
Spent all day tossing magic at the mundane, begging it to change, tired of its ways. Now I'm fumbling in a state of anarchy, swallowed whole by greed. See the forest for the weak. Moonlight be my driver. Take me to the edge of what I need to know. Moonlight shine. Thank you.
spent it all. The cost of being safe. Warm inside this place. On the made five face. Nothing left to lose.
It's always good to break them in, right?
That's great. And that's co-write, see? And I do a lot of co-writes, so now I'm going to do one I didn't co-write. And here's why. It was scheduled to be a co-write. It's a Canadian artist I won't mention because you guys would know him, and I don't want to get a bad thing going. You know, some of you might know him. But the producer set me up to write with him in Nashville. So they got me a hotel room, the whole deal. I was in for 2 days, and I was all excited about it. And cool little boutique hotel room on Music Row there. I mean, on the Broadway in Nashville. And so we're scheduled to meet at noon and 12 o'clock. And, sometimes when you do co-writes, you might come up with a couple of ideas in advance, you know, you may not use any of them, but just to not sit there and go, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You know. So I had a couple of ideas that I was going to pitch to him. And so around 12:30, he's still not there. You know, and that's not normal. Typically, songwriters there, they keep the schedules because at 4 o'clock you got another session, you know, or something's happening, you know. So that's not norm. So I give a call to the manager, goes to the machine. About 20 minutes later, he calls back, sorry, he's in the studio, and it's running a little later, but he's on his way in 5 minutes. I said, great. So we're now over an hour. And so I start at that point, I start working on one of the ideas, you know, thinking, well, I'll get a little ahead of the game, see if he likes it. And then a few minutes later, I get a call back about 20 minutes later going, he still didn't leave the studio yet. So I write a little more. And anyway, a long time, about 40 minutes goes by then, and finally the manager calls. No, he calls and says, I'm not going to make it. So I'm going, that's okay. I've already finished the song. So here we go.
Yeah.
And it fits really well for me now because as I get older, I'm a little more nostalgic. I miss some things that I'd like to see again. Or would I, you know? Picture a time when there wasn't a right or a left. When one man's opinion was never tattooed on his chest. When every measured by diamonds or pearls. I wanna be where the lights never go down too fast. I wanna go back. It's just like us to think that it must have been better before. Stare out the window, but never once open the door. It's not a secret, there's no magic lamp. For better or worse, it's still all in our hands. But I wanna shine just as bright as they did in the past. I wanna go back. Same story told over and over again. We all want what we think they all had in their lives way back when. Maybe it's just an old dream that we share, a picture in time that still takes us somewhere. But I wanna be on that stage when they close the last act. I wanna go back, back to the time when it all seemed to rhyme and the music played. Back to the summer before all the innocence faded. Thank you.
So lovely. It's good when people don't show up to a call right then. It's okay.
I would have liked to have that Canadian cut, but no, it's okay.
No, that's next time. Next time.
Anybody understand French?
A little bit.
Kaylin does.
Un petit peu. Kaylin does. Which one's Kaylin? The language of the people. Well, either or, I guess. I'm originally from northern New Brunswick, a little place called Campbellton. Does anyone know it? You know it, mm-hmm. Obviously. You know it.
The train stops there.
No way. That's awesome. How long ago did you move away?
79.
Oh, okay. It's been a while. Sorry I asked.
Before you were
okay.
Born.
Yeah. A long time. It's a beautiful spot. And do you have a connection there, too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Whereabouts? I'm curious. Sackville. Okay, a little further south. But yeah, Campbellton's gorgeous. And I never realized how beautiful it was until I left. Like, there's the mountains and the Restigouche River. And it's an interesting spot because I love winter. I hate winter here. There's not enough snow here. I complain constantly there's not enough snow, and I get bad looks all the time. And I make fun of people around here and how they drive in a couple of centimeters of snow.
I do that in the summertime, yeah. So I don't know, whatever.
No, it's an interesting spot because it's close to Quebec, so it's very, very French, and it's very bilingual. And actually, I would say it's probably more French now since I've moved. And I've been in Nova Scotia for 23 years, and I lost a lot of my language, or my confidence, I should say, in the French language. My grandmother passed in 2000. when did she pass now? It's been like 8 years, and she only spoke French, so I could practice when I'd go visit her. But after she passed, I noticed I didn't have much of an opportunity to practice, and it was really getting to me. So this past couple of years, I've been on a journey to rediscover the language, and it has not been easy. There's been lots of ups and downs, but I started to write in French, songwrite in French. And I've been fortunate to get to mentor with some artists from Quebec and some Francophone artists from here in Nova Scotia. And it's been slow, but I've been sticking with it. And I do have some French music already released, and I've got more that I'm going to be trickling out, and an album coming out in February. So it's slow, but it's coming. And I'm going to share with you an unreleased song now. This one's called Sois Prudent. It translates to Be Careful. And it's the whole song is personifying my heart, like be careful with my heart and be careful because I don't like to leave people in. And anyway, if you don't, that's roughly what it's about and how hard it can be to heal from matters of the heart.
J'ai le cœur errant, il garde sa distance. Un vagabond, un nomade, qui va et vient avec le vent. La guérison s'apprend.
Merci.
That's lovely. Even with my grade 6 Edmonton, Alberta French.
Did you
French,
understand?
I could pick up some of the vibe. Yeah,
nice.
Some of the,
yeah, some, nice. Yeah. Okay.
This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Please note that this show is much longer than an hour, and it will be on the podcast. So look up Songwriters from Here and Away, the podcast, wherever you grab those things. And please support the artists that you hear on this show. They love it. So do we. Carrying on, next, Stephen.
I think the last time I was here in April, I'd just written this song called Let This Pony Run. Did I do that, right? Yeah. Yep. And I'm sure I messed up the lyric too. But since then, I've recorded it in Nashville, and I'm on the 14th of this month, of October coming up, I'm mixing it there with a young lady named Elle Townley is singing it. Does a really cool job of it. But the reason this song came about is because I was looking to pitch for this TV show in the States called Yellowstone, and I was trying to find the right kind of song for it.
That,
right?
That TV show just barely made it up here, too.
Did it make it up here? I don't know if you guys like those guys or not, you know? I don't have a TV on the island, so it doesn't. I can't tell you anything. Anyway, but it's a great show, and I know there was a Canadian. What's the girl's name that did Mercy? Oh, she's not Canadian? Well, she should be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking her off my list now.
Yeah.
So anyway, when I was 19 years old, I had a four-year scholarship to go to work for a company called Sun Oil in Houston, Texas. I was raised in Beaumont. My dad helped me get this thing. I didn't want it, but I took it. It made sense. And I did it for like 4 months. And I just could not do it. I'd sold all my equipment, and somebody asked me to do a happy hour gig, and I said, I don't have any equipment. He said, oh, it's all set up. Just go do it. And I did it, and I was back in love with the performance again, and I quit this four-year scholarship to my dad's chagrin, and I moved to California at 19 to try to see if I could figure it out. And got lucky, got a publishing deal, got a record deal, all that stuff started happening. And still my dad didn't talk to me until I finally got an Andy Williams cut. And then he realized I was serious about it, you know. But until then, there was, you know, he was like, no, I'm sorry, you're not welcome in this home here. So I pitch a lot of stuff for film and TV and stuff, and I learned that early on, and it's important to me, and I'm always trying to write things that fit, you know. I think that's part of my journey is, how close can I get? How can I come up with something? So this is a song I wrote for that. And
Did it get into Yellowstone?
It's not in Yellowstone, no. Okay. There's no, the new season's just coming out, so we're just now pitching for the new stuff. But that's why I'm demoing it. I'm finishing the demo on the 15th, I think, of October. In the back of my truck, gonna drive till I get enough. Got the ball on the radio, that music soothes my soul. When I get to nowhere, I will be the only one there. It when I can feel the wind in my hair. Turn me loose, let me run. Take off this bridle, 'cause I don't need one. Let these chains come undone. I'm flying free like a shot from a gun. Way too long, tired of singing that same old song. I can feel it pulling me,
gonna take just what I need. I'm breaking out of here, no matter if it's right or it's wrong. Nothing's gonna hold me back. They don't make a rope that strong. Turn me loose, let me run. Take off this bridle, 'cause I don't need one. Let these chains come undone. I'm flying free like a shot from a gun. Pony run in here. Ooh. Let this pony run. Turn me loose, let me run. Take off this bridle, 'cause I don't need one. Let these chains come undone. I'm flying free like a shot from a gun. Sometimes you gotta let this pony run. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you gotta let this pony run. Saddle in the back of my truck, gonna drive till I get enough.
Woo!
Thank you.
Right on.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you got a good chance there.
It's actually written for Lanny Wilson to sing in the show. She's supposed to be on 4 episodes this year. And I really love this girl's voice as a country singer. She's really, really strong, and she could kill that thing. So we'll see.
Oh, it's a great song. I can see it fitting in there.
Yeah. Right on.
Wow.
Is that a co-write?
It is co-write, yes. But it was my story, my leaving school story. I just turned into a cowboy song. You know?
That's great.
Are you taking a break again?
You go ahead. You guys do a couple. I don't need to. They're here for you.
But we like to hear you, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. Let's see here. How many more do we have? What time are we going until?
I don't know. 3?
Midnight?
Okay.
These guys go for 25 hours in a row. So if
we can go until they tell us to leave.
Just trying to think here. All right. I can tune down to this. Do you guys feel like singing? Just some just oohs and ahs. I'll keep it really simple. So this was a co-write, too. Does anyone know Gabrielle Papillon? She's from Dartmouth, yeah. If you don't know her, check her out. She hasn't done a whole lot since COVID, I guess.
Yeah, she's doing something right now.
Is she? I haven't talked to her in a while. No. Well, she's always writing. She's always doing something. And I was really inspired by Gabrielle because she does a lot of, she has a lot of interesting lyrics. And so when I approached her to do some co-writing, it was the first time I had ever done co-writing, and I was really nervous. And thankfully she said yes, and she actually produced my second record that I have here called Every Season. I think she did a great job. She's very theatrical, and so she brought it to a place I never would have. And so this song I'm going to share with you is called Photograph of Secrets, and she really pushed me to think outside the box, and she got me thinking about lyrics in a different way, and about lyrics about how they sound when they roll off your tongue, how they sound when you sing them. And really, I don't know if you've ever written like this, like not worried so much about what you're trying to say, but how it feels and sounds. And, you know, as songwriters, we can get caught up, like, does this make sense? And this song sometimes doesn't make sense, but to me it does. To me it does. And it really is. I describe this song as trying to manifest, like, a future that you want, if you believe in that. Like, our thoughts are super powerful, right? And I do believe that we can create some pretty... We are the creators of our life, and if we focus on something long enough, we might be surprised what comes our way. So that's really where my head was at the time of this co-write. But it really was an exploration in lyrics, and it was really more poetic than I had ever approached a song before. So there's a part, yes, I'd love for you to sing in too. Let me show you that part. It goes something like this. You got to take a really big, deep breath, though, because it's a note that's held for a really long time. Okay, it goes like this.
Well, that worked.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Found some harmonies in there, too. That's lovely.
Okay, this is something I don't do often, unless Mel Fairmont's and our Kim Dunn are in the audience. But now I'm going to bring up my buddy Dave Muse to do a song that we wrote at the camp. And I want you to hear kind of what our kind of some of the stuff we did. And I just spent 2 days with him hanging out, and he had to have no bathroom, no electricity, and he did really well, ladies and gentlemen, really well. So I'm gonna bring up Dave Muse to do a song we wrote called "The Table."
You suffer for your art, there, Dave.
You need a capo? No, I don't need a capo.
Just so you know, I met Stephen and David at the Sherbrooke Road to Standfest Songwriters Camp 10 years ago.
Nice.
And yeah, you're that old, buddy. And so that's how this all happened, yeah.
So, well, obviously, this is a co-write, too, eh? We're talking co-writes. This song, Stephen was sort of, he was in charge of this workshop, and when we were trying to decide what to write, he said, just throw out, I don't care what it is, an inanimate object. Just throw it at me. So people were talking, you know, chairs and cars and this and that. And we landed on the table. So we all have tables. Remember the old tables we got at our grandma's house or something like that? There was scars and cracks and scratches on it. Yeah. And you never fixed it because you knew what each one of them were.
Cigarette
right?
burns.
Cigarette burns, yeah. So that's sort of where this started.
That's as far as we can go on the Radio Hour. Please tune into the podcast. Look it up on your podcaster or at sfhaa.ca. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Where it's been, every stain and every mark left a memory in our heart, and the table tells a story once again.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Bartlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Bartlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
It seems to...